USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend in response to President Biden's attack on Republicans and the Make America Great Again segment.
American patriots that I have gotten to know so well. 2 months from now, the people of Pennsylvania are going to fire the radical left Democrats, and you are going to elect Doug Mastriano as your next governor.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of a Tennessee heiress who was out jogging last week when she was accosted and forced into an SUV. Eliza Fletcher has not been found, yet Memphis police said in an arrest affidavit they have evidence that leads them to believe she was seriously injured in the abduction near the University of Memphis, Tennessee. Authorities said they have surveillance video of the abduction. A Seattle-area-bound float plane, that's kind with pontoons on the bottom so it can land on the water, were carrying 9 adults and 1 child. It crashed in Mutiny Bay, Washington, Sunday. The Puget Sound crash has officials confirming 1 person has died and 9 others missing. Canadian police searched across the expansive province of Saskatchewan for 2 suspects believed to have stabbed 10 people to death in an indigenous community. Officials are reporting the stabbings occurred at 13 different locations and led the James Smith Cree Nation to declare a state of emergency near the village of Weldon. The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting Southern California has been hit by 2 minor earthquakes in 2 days. Both earthquakes were reported in the Los Angeles area. A magnitude 3.6 hit the Inland Empire of Riverside County Saturday. The latest quake was a magnitude 3.0 and struck Sunday morning in the ocean, about 2 miles west of Manhattan Beach. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
2 people have died in a blaze that burned through the Northern California town of Weed, just west of Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders Sunday as firefighters worked to contain the blaze that had sparked out of control on Friday. A teacher in Kansas has received a $95,000 settlement after she was suspended by her public school for refusing to use the student's preferred name and pronoun. Pamela Ricard, who had taught math at Fort Riley Middle School before she retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021. And received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get the, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.